It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
A magical day to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners who have tuned in live today and the ones that will be listening to the recording on all the numerous podcasts. I am so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you. Excuse me. And you are all in for one amazing show today, as I have with me my returning incredible diva, Gia Raquel. And her and I are going to chat about clear intentions. Oh my, is this going to be one magical show? And with that, Gia, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Hi, Joyce, and thank you so much for having me on again. It is my greatest pleasure to be here and always to chat with you. We have so much fun. My name is Gia Raquel, owner of Airs Above Yoga, and I am a yoga instructor, Reiki practitioner, meditation enthusiast, energy worker, in and around the tri-state New Jersey area, where we've been had a few shakeups recently. But all is well, thankfully, for the time being. And so I'm just thrilled to be here and to converse with you about all things related to those practices.
Oh, wow. So am I. And it is always so much fun when you and I get to chat on Robust Lifestyles. I just love it. And we have other connections, too, through our horses. So, and that's always a fun time, too, when I have Gia do Reiki on my horses on a remote level. So that's another whole topic. So, but it is awesome. So with that,
I love it.
Gia, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I love it. I love it as well. Nothing, it's so special for me to be able to work with animals, especially horses, and especially on a remote basis. It's just very, very existential, I think is the word I'm going to go with, because it's so interesting to tap into another being's energy. You know, it's different when you're working with humans. When you're working with horses, you know, it's just opens a whole other world of ways to communicate energetically. And I just find it so beautiful and so touching.
Oh, and yes, it is. It's magical is what I call it. It's magical to watch the horses while you're doing it. Now, oh, it's just so much fun. I just love it. And my horses love it too. They always love it. I told my mare today, I said, I'm doing a show with Gia. And she goes, oh, wow. Yeah, I know Gia.
Oh.
So it's awesome. So with that, as we start to chat about clear intentions, how would you like to open it up to our listeners to start to give them some examples on how to set clear intentions?
So what I'd like to do, and because there's so, like, intention is such a buzzword, I feel like, and, you know, I think people can be confused between, quote unquote, mantras as yoga principle, intentions, you know, affirmations. There are so many ways to be positive that are out there, but what I want to do is kind of hone in a little bit on the clarity aspect and kind of how I go about in my private practices with private clients, and even when I lead a class, how I go through kind of a clearing of yourself, so that when you either choose to set an intention, or a lot of times I actually invite my students to allow their intentions to come to them. But in order to do that, you need to come into that grounded, that place, right, that place of inner stillness. And so that's really important to tap into before you set intentions, because otherwise you're able to set intentions, or liable, I should say, to set intentions that are coming from your baser self and not your higher self, is the way that I would like to think about that. And so I find that a lot of times when you're able to still and quiet the mind, we've talked about meditation quite a bit, extensively actually, And that's a huge part of it. But this is kind of, I won't even call it necessarily, it is in essence a type of meditation, but it's also a way for you to kind of drop out of all of the daily activities, all of the running around, all of the to-do lists, and tap into your body. And then once you're into your body, you can kind of quiet your mind. And once you're able to quiet your mind, you can be receptive to whatever higher power you choose to attune with, whether, you know, depending on whether you're spiritual, whether it's your soul, whether it's, you know, God, whatever it might be for you, it's not wrong. Whatever you choose to believe in is right for you. And so whatever that higher voice, that inner voice that you hear, that calming, peaceful presence within you that kind of guides you, if you're open to listening to it, allowing that to kind of drop the intention in for you. So that's what I'd like to focus on. And just to see if you have any questions about anything that I said about intentions versus affirmations versus mantras, or, you know, the pitfalls or the do's and the do not do's.
What came to my mind when you were saying that about clearing yourself and getting grounded and going into your inner stillness is, to me, it's go into your heart space and not your ego mind. And that's where you can really start to listen to your higher self. That's how it works for me.
I love that. No, 100%. I think that's absolutely accurate. You know, they say that your heart and your body knows and interprets information more quickly and more almost immediately than your brain. And I think that's true for animals as well. We talked about the size of the auric field in flight animals and horses. And I think that's very true for humans as well. We just don't realize it. We don't tap into it. But yeah, that heart space knows immediately. And I think it's just because it's completely open and attuned, unless, you know, that chakra is blocked or you're having issues, that kind of a thing. But I love that, Joyce. I'm glad that you said that, actually. I think that's beautiful.
Well, that's how it works for me. So I just thought I would share that.
Oh, thank you. I think that's wonderful. Our heart space is so very important, right? It's like I always call it the bridge between the ground chakras and the higher chakras. So yeah, it's my favorite. It's very, very, very important. And so with that in mind, so, you know, we've talked a lot about crystals and crystal healing as well, as we've gone through some of our other episodes. And I just want to say, the same way that you, because it's very, in my mind, it's very, very similar. The same way you cleanse and charge a crystal, your energy needs that same cleansing and charging, right? We pick up, let's call it debris, negativity, mm-hmm. negative emotions, you know, depending on how open you are as a person. Some people are very closed off, but some people are very open. They can be empathetic. They will pick up things as they're walking through each day. It happens, whether you have a bad experience with a coworker, or with a friend, you know, whatever it is. And we've talked about negativity mindsets a lot too. You can internalize that and it can have an effect. And so what I like to do, and there are a couple of different ways, like the Reiki master that I learned, that I was certified with, she likes to talk about, you know, your soul's light, kind of thinking of it as a candle kind of melting down around you. And then a lot of Reiki practitioners will use the violet flame. That's a big buzzword with energy work. But really, you know, as you come into that place, you want to make sure that, you know, you're in a safe place, you're calm, you are either seated, you know, if you're talking about true meditation, you're kind of seated in that cross-legged or quote-unquote lotus pose, where the chakras align from crown to root. But also, I really am a big fan of reclined meditation, whether it's Shavasana at the end of a yoga practice, or one of my favorites is legs up the wall with your sit bones flush against the wall and then your legs rested up against it. That to me is just so very, very stilling, and it also is very good for your heart, speaking of heart spaces. So these are ways that I like to meditate, but that's one of my favorites personally. And for this, you know, you're really just beginning to, again, tap in, quiet down, focus on your breath, focus on the ground, focus on the support. And once you kind of get a few breaths in, once you start to experience that kind of relaxation, that sensation, that kind of drop in the chest, the heaviness in the body, then you can start to think about, you know, connecting with your higher self, your higher power, whatever it is, and then using as much visualization technique as you can to begin to envision your body being engulfed by, whether it's a white light, whether it's a violet flame, whether it's, like, for me personally, I kind of really am in tune with, like, the phoenix energy and the coming out of the ashes, so I really like to visualize, like a white fire, like a white flame. That to me is very cathartic, and I just feel like it's kind of burning away anything that is not serving me to my highest and best good. That's the go-to that I use, and then I can kind of see, like, ashes falling away. I can see all of that debris kind of falling off of me. So especially for energy workers, before I ever work with either of your horses or ever work on a person, one of the things that I do is I take a good 5 minutes, sometimes 10, before I work to clear my own energy. And that doesn't mean I do a whole Reiki practice on myself, but I sit there, I set that intention, I purge, if you will, anything that might be negatively affecting my energy and that could then negatively affect someone else or the person or the being that I am working with. So that is so important as an energy worker. And even with yoga practice, I do the same thing as I'm guiding my students through a grounding meditation, a tapping in meditation. There's a point in time where I ask them to check in with their physical state. And as they do that, I clear my energetic state so that I am in tune with my higher consciousness and I can receive information to help that person, that horse, whatever it might be, that dog, whatever it might be, so that I am receptive and in that place of healing for them. But in order to do that, I have to be clear for myself. So mm-hmm. I know that I've just said a lot of things, but do you have any questions so far?
No, I loved it. I loved how you said the white fire is kind of what you relate to, and with the ashes falling off. And that is so awesome because, yeah, you can really visualize that, as at least I could really visualize how that would take away that negative energy and those negative thoughts that – and we can pick them up anywhere. I mean, you can just be out and about amongst people. And if you're sensitive, you can kind of feel vibrations that come off of different people and different things and the way they are, or in your workspace where you're working or something, you can pick up those. So it is so good to clear that field and get into that positive state and into your higher self. I personally like to do it out in nature and be barefooted. And I really love to do it out by our creek in the sand and be barefooted with my dog and just let all those negative energies drain out and drain way down into the earth is how I tell them, and just let them go. So that is just a quick example of how I like to cleanse my body from the negativity.
And I love that you mentioned that, Joyce, because grounding, you know, is huge. And for people that are unfamiliar with it, I invite you to give it a quick Google. You know, it's always meant to be barefoot. There's actual grounding shoes that you can purchase to help you connect with that earth's energy. There are grounding sheets that you can purchase so that you're actually grounding while you're asleep. And grounding is a huge part of the meditation process. So if you are actually, and I think we've talked about this as well, if you're actually doing any sort of deep meditation where you are visualizing, this is because I always want everyone to be safe, one of the most important things once you come into that cleanse state that we were just talking about is visualizing yourself. I like to use a tree. A lot of people like to use a tree so that wherever they're kind of safe space is in meditation, there is a tree involved, and you sit in the tree and you have your back up against the tree and you have your feet. I always think of moss. You have your feet touching the earth and you're supported by that tree so that if you practice any sort of deep meditation, you always come back to that place and you ground yourself back into your body. And I always say with Shavasana, whenever I practice yoga or I'm leading someone, that you allow that grounding back into yourself. And I actually use, ironically enough, your intention to start to ground you back into your body from your Shavasana experience, because it's the same thing. You are, you know, you don't want to quote unquote lose yourself out there in the ether. So grounding is a huge, huge, huge thing, not only for your physical well-being, the way you were saying, where you're putting your toes in the sand, whether it's the creek or the beach or, you know, anywhere in the grass in nature, but connecting with the earth is huge, 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 huge for our well-being spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically.
Yes. Oh, I so agree, because it's just like that's where I recharge my energy. I let go of the things that no longer serve me or don't serve my higher self, and then I can recharge back to that higher self being out there like that. Yeah, grounding is huge for me. I love to be barefoot outside.
No, that's one of the best ways to do it, actually. So you are ahead of the game, Joyce. I am completely unsurprised by that, but you are absolutely ahead of the game.
It's just something I love.
Well, and it loves you back, right? That's all good. It loves you back. And so whenever you come into that place, you know, you want to, like I said, you know, when you're doing the intention setting, like I always like to clear first and then, you know, move in through that meditative state. And, you know, we talked about how yoga can help to cleanse your chakras and balance your system. But I always like to do that energy clearing before any sort of practice, whether it's a yoga practice, whether it's a Reiki practice, whatever it is, clearing that energy first is kind of like your first base. And then you can start to either invite in and or set your intentions. And kind of it just depends on the day. I've come to a place in my practice where I just kind of still my mind and I allow the attention to come to me. And what I love about that is that I feel like it is coming from whatever higher power it is that you believe in, and it's always a pure intention. When you set your own intention, which is completely fine, there are a couple things that you want to just watch out for. And the most important one in my mind and just in general overall is that no intention that's ever chosen, no affirmation, whatever you want to call it, but no intention that you ever choose should be, I always like to think of it as and this is, I'm not creating this phrase. This phrase has been around for a very long time. But kind of for the good of all and for the harm of none. You want to make sure that whatever intention you choose is not only for your highest and best good, but also for the highest and best good of, you know, the universe, the world, the planet, you know, everyone and all humans and beings alike ever wishing harm on anyone or anything. So that is just, I will say I don't set a lot of intention boundaries because I really like people to be open, and that's why I like to receive the intention because you know it's coming from the highest place. But if you're setting your own, always make sure that any intention that you choose can be, you know, I like to leave it open-ended. So may this be for my highest and best good. May this not only help me but help those around me. May this start with me, and may I be the conduit to flood this love, joy, positivity out into the world from me. That type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, I like that. Good of all and harm of none is how true that is. And a lot of times for me, it's I'll say, angels, spirits, what do I need to hear today? What is the message that needs to come to me today? And to me, that's how I can tune into my higher self, of what kind of intention I need to set. And yeah, it's amazing what you will hear when you just open your heart and listen.
Exactly. Exactly. But you have to be, you know, still. And I'll say sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you'll get little insights that'll float to you, I think, whenever it's important or if it's, you know, if you're asking or if you know what you're, like, a lot of times if you know what you're looking for and you just ask for it to be provided, and again, because you're not asking for, you know, for the good of all, it's not going to harm anyone. And I will use the most ridiculous story in the world just because it happened yesterday. And it's so inane, but it's so great. So I needed a new pair of sneakers because my dog ate another pair that I had. Of course he did. Why wouldn't he? This is what he does. He eats all my shoes. Only one shoe, right? Never both. Only one shoe of multiple different pairs. That's how we roll. But I literally said, you know, I'd like a pair of like nice gym sneakers. He ate my shoe. And I went to TJ Maxx of all places. And I'm sure that you've probably had an experience there where, you know, they have a lot of different sneakers, but they had a very high quality running sneaker that I loved that happened to be a shoe that he had eaten prior. And they had it. It was up on the top shelf, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I've never seen this brand of shoe at this store ever. They're usually quite high-end. You have to go to a running shoe store to find them. And I grabbed it off the shelf, and it was a size 11. And, you know, I had kind of, I won't say set an intention, but I had asked kind of, you know, I really would like this to happen, if you will. And I put them on. I'm like, I'm a size 9. This is just not, like, they're too big. I'm going to trip and fall on my face. And as I bent over to take them off, on the very bottom shelf was the same exact pair of shoes in a 9.5.
Oh, wow.
And if you know anything about running, and I'm not necessarily a runner, I'm a yoga teacher, so I'm not light on my feet, let's put it that way. I'm very grounded, if you will. but I said, you know, this is thank you. And I just said thank you. I've never seen them there. I never see them again. They were, you know, maybe $50 less than they would be at a running shoe store. It was just, to me, a very, very, again, inane, non-spiritual moment. But in that little excursion to TJ Maxx, I found exactly what I needed, and while I wasn't looking for it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yes, completely. Yes, it was. To me, you were guided there by the universe, and universe, God, source, angels, however you want to believe, you were guided to that store and just to that place and to find just the right shoe. It was divine intervention.
Yeah, for sneakers, because my dog ate a pair, you know, so I just thought it can be, you know, you can make it as spiritual and as deep and as, you know, universe and earth saving as you want. Or it can be as simple as a pair of sneakers because my dog ate them. You know, I want these things to, the more you practice any sort of higher, like raising of the vibration, like we've talked about, the more these things hopefully occur in your life because you're coming from a place of just simply being good, doing good, receiving good, right? All for the good. But not just for yourself, but for others. Let me be of service, be of that service, and set that as your intention and allow the good things to flow to you so that you can grow from, like you said earlier, that heart space. And it can be as simple as a pair of sneakers. It happened to me yesterday, and, you know, it's been a very, I'm sure you've heard, we had earthquakes in New Jersey, which was unheard of, about a week ago. And I actually made the news for that. I got interviewed because the painting fell off my wall on my dogs and I, and it was just terrifying. So we've all been in a bit of a weird and shaky place. And then we had the full solar eclipse on Monday of last week, and it actually fell right on my birthday. So I was like, this is an interesting week. This is a powerful week for some reason. Things are shifting.
Oh, that is just too awesome. I just really feel the energies. The energies are just shifting all the time right now, and they're going from one extreme to the other. It's just constant right now, and just what you have said and what has happened and everything, and your birthday being on solar eclipse, so happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, that is just wild, but I love that shoe example because that is something so simple, something that you set an intention for, and there it was. And it's happened so many times. I mean, just in little things that you may not even think about if you're not in tune with your higher self. You don't even realize it, just like with your shoes. If you weren't in tune with your higher self, you'd have just said, oh, what a lucky day. I found me a pair of shoes.
Right. So, you know, again, I just, for me, what I wanted to really, really focus on, because you can go into, like, if we talked about yoga and intention, you can really go into, I know we've talked about specific, you know, and we get into the mantra aspect of it, where we go into the specific sounds and the chants and the things that you can repeat that will literally vibrate throughout your body. We've touched on that in the past when we were talking about chakra healing. But to set the intention, I do that with every practice for myself, for others. A lot of yoga teachers do that as well. But really, you know, to start doing it on a daily basis, whether you mm-hmm. are practicing yoga or whether you are really just, you know, maybe starting your day that way, maybe doing it at night before you go to bed so that you're clearing your energy and setting your intention for the next day. You know, whenever you can make the time, I won't say find the time, because truly you have to make it, because it's an intention, right? You're setting an intention to set intention. So try to make it a habit, if you will. And just so that you can start to, especially as we go through all these shifts and all these changes and when scary things happen, you know, I know there are fires in certain areas of people that we know a while back as well. So, you know, all these things are really, really scary. They're very, very scary, and they make you shudder on a very visceral level that I don't think a lot of us in this, you know, blessed first world area, you know, I don't think a lot of us really feel that physical fear, unless you're about to get into a car accident or something, but it's that internal, like, gut clench. And especially if those things kind of happen, you know, clearing yourself, grounding yourself, being as open and receptive and as in touch with your higher self to feel some element of spiritual safety. I just think it's really important right now, especially.
Yes. Oh, I do too. Oh, this has just been amazing. I love how you have explained on the clear intentions and making it a habit, making it part of your day. And I knew this would go so quickly, Gia. I cannot believe we are coming to the end of our show already. I'm like, we just started. How can it be almost over? I've loved every moment of it. And before we do close the show, though, Gia, would you please share with our listeners how are the best ways to connect with you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Joyce. And I know the time flies when we're having fun, as my father used to say all the time growing up. So, again, my name is Jared Kell, owner of Airs Above Yoga. My website is airsaboveyoga.com. I am on most social media at Airs Above Yoga. And my email is the same, airsaboveyoga@gmail.com. So if I'm able to help in any way through meditation, intention setting, Reiki, yoga, Reiki for your animals, I would love to be of service.
Oh, and how true that is. I will second that, because Gia is all about service to others, because she's helped my horses so much, and I just love it. I love having her on my show, and I love how she works with the animals. It is just absolutely incredible. So each one of you now know how to connect with Gia. And Gia, I want to wish you and all your animal families a very magical day and magical times till you and I connect again.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you. And likewise, and all my love to all of your fur babies, the tall ones and the short ones, and to your loved ones as well. Thank you so much for having me. Nothing gives me greater joy.
Oh, thank you so much, Gia. The feelings are mutual, definitely. So, with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this absolutely magical show with our incredible diva, Gia Raquel. Please share this show with your family and friends. Be sure to check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasatcare.com. And remember some of the golden nuggets that Gia left with us today. Make those intentions a habit. Make them a part of each and every day. And cleanse and charge your energy, and do it whatever ways best works for you, and do it for the good of all and harm of none, and before my highest and best good. So those are just some of the beautiful golden nuggets Gia left with us, and I'm excited to have her back in May when she'll share more of her knowledge with all of us. And with that, I want to wish everyone a very magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including your animals, nature, and the land. and give your animals that great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.